课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 122. Cheers.
朋友们在一起聚餐时，你高兴地举起酒杯对大家说，干杯。
Cheers. Cheers.
在叔叔的生日宴会上，你举起酒杯真诚地祝福他说，为了您的健康，干杯。
Cheers. To your good health. Cheers.To your good health.
麦克神采奕奕地走过来，你问他，你好吗？
What cheer? What cheer?
朋友失恋了，情绪很低落，你拍拍他的肩膀，鼓舞他说，振作起来。
Cheer up. Cheer up.
安妮带来的消息非常鼓舞人心，你听后说，真是个令人振奋的消息。
What cheerful news. What cheerful news. Lesson 123. Good luck.
玛丽要去参加选美比赛，你送上自己的祝福对她说，祝你好运。
Good luck. Good luck.
彼得要去抽奖，你笑着祝福他说，祝你有好运气。
Wish you good luck. Wish you good luck.
今天运气好，做什么事儿都很顺利。你开心地说，多幸运的一天呢。
What a lucky day. What a lucky day.
朋友娶了一位如花似玉的妻子，你笑着对朋友说，你真幸运。
You are so lucky. You are so lucky.
今天做什么事都心想事成，你兴奋地说，今天我很走运。
It's my lucky day. It's my lucky day. Lesson 124. Easy.
对你来说，组装电脑只是小事一桩，你轻松地说，这容易。
Easy. Easy.
试卷发下来了，你扫了一眼后高兴地说，这很容易。
It's easy. It's easy.
这个哑铃一点也不重，你轻松地就举了起来，你说非常容易。
Very easy. Very easy.
妹妹越是着急就越手忙脚乱，你耐心地对她说，别着急，慢慢来。
Easy does it.Easy does it.
演出时，安妮紧张地忘了台词，你赶紧安慰她说，别紧张。
Take it easy. Take it easy. Lesson 125. Try it again.
你希望莉莉能鼓起勇气再尝试一下，就劝她说，再试试吧。
Try it again. Try it again.
你希望凯文能尽全力打这场比赛，就鼓励他说，尽你最大的努力。
Try your best. Try your best.
参加户外拓展训练时，玛丽不敢挑战极限，你鼓动她说， 试试看。
Have a try. Have a try.
你很想参与这项工作，就鼓起勇气问上司，我可以试试吗？
Can I have a try? Can I have a try?
你相中了那条裙子，想试一下效果，就问导购员，我可以试穿吗？
Can I try it on? Can I try it on? Lesson 126. You can try on the shoes.
你不知那双看中的鞋穿在脚上效果怎样？售货员热情地对你说，您可以试穿一下。
You can try on the shoes. You can try on the shoes.
莉莉对那件白色的风衣很感兴趣，你建议她说，你可以试穿一下。
You can try it on. You can try it on.
为凯特做形象设计时，你递给她一顶帽子说，试戴一下这顶帽子。
Try on this hat. Try on this hat.
你觉得这件毛衣与安妮的肤色很相配，就建议她说，试穿一下这件。
Try on this one. Try on this one.
苏珊正在试穿新衣服，无法接电话。你对来话者解释说，她是衣服呢。
She's trying on a dress. She's trying on a dress. Lesson 127. I'm not sure.
因为对这件事没有多大把握，你犹豫片刻之后说，我不能确定。
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
这次投标你胜券在握，你自信地说，一定会成功的。
Sure to succeed. Sure to succeed.
你想确认比尔是否对自己的说法有把握，就问他，你能肯定吗？
Are you sure of it? Are you sure of it?
你坚持自己的意见，认为麦克没有错，你说，我肯定他是对的。
I am sure he is right. I am sure he is right.
你怕托尼忘了参加明早的会议，就提醒他说，千万不要忘记啊。
Be sure not to forget it. Be sure not to forget it. Lesson 128. I'm serious.
珍妮竟然以为你在开玩笑，你只好严肃地说，我是认真的。
I'm serious. I'm serious.
听说莉莉要独自去撒哈拉沙漠旅行，你质疑地对她说，你不是认真的吧？
You can't be serious. You can't be serious.
你不敢相信史蒂芬竟然会做出这种决定，就惊讶地问他，你是认真的吗？
Are you serious? Are you serious?
寒暄之后也该说正事了，你对客户说，现在来谈点正事吧。
Now to be serious. Now to be serious.
Nancy 在为自己犯的错误懊恼不已，你安慰她说，这错误不算严重。
The mistake isn't very serious. The mistake isn't very serious. Lesson 129. A bet?
小弟逞强说自己一定会赢这盘棋，你笑着问他，打赌吗？
A bet. A bet?
迪尔小瞧人，认为你跑不过3000米，你向他挑战说，你敢打赌吗？
You want a bet? You want a bet?
汤姆要和你赌球，你摇摇头拒绝说，我从来不和人打赌。
I never bet.I never bet.
大家一定想不到会有这样的结果，你说，我打赌他们会大吃一惊。
I bet they were surprised. I bet they were surprised.
你坚信自己的足球队会赢得比赛，就说，我敢断定我们的队能获胜。
I bet our team will win. I bet our team will win. Lesson 130. Trust me.
为了向对方表达自己的诚意，你恳切地说，请相信我。
Trust me. Trust me.
杰克又想用惯用的伎俩欺上瞒下，你提醒同事们说，不要相信他。
Don't trust him. Don't trust him.
彼得发誓自己所讲的全都是真话。你点点头对他说，我相信你说的。
I trust what you said. I trust what you said.
贝恩一向说话算数，遵守诺言。你对朋友说，我相信他会做的。
I trust that he will do it. I trust that he will do it.
虽然屡遭失败，但你决定与命运抗争到底。你坚定地说，我不相信命运。
I don't trust in destiny. I don't trust in destiny. Lesson 131. Guess it.
出了一个谜语后，你笑着对朋友们说，猜猜看。
Guess it. Guess it.
你悄悄地走到外婆身后，顽皮地蒙住她的眼睛问，猜猜看，我是谁。
Guess, who am I? Guess, who am I?
箱子里装着送给妹妹的礼物，你故作神秘地问她，猜猜看里面是什么。
Guess what's inside. Guess what's inside.
好友一下子就领会了你的意图，你高兴地对她说，你猜中了我的想法。
You guessed my thoughts.You guessed my thoughts.
是否能成功，现在下结论似乎还为时过早。你说，这是谁都说不准的事儿。
Anybody's guess. Anybody's guess. Lesson 132. Don't be nervous.
女儿因为即将上场比赛而焦虑不安，你安慰她说，别紧张。
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
你恐惧黑暗，你说，我在黑暗的地方神经紧张。
I'm nervous in the dark. I'm nervous in the dark.
马上就轮到你进行论文答辩了，你搓搓手说，我有点紧张。
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous.
很快就要发榜了，你不自信地说，我现在感觉很紧张。
I'm very nervous now. I'm very nervous now.
等待检查结果时，你看到安妮不停地在擦汗，你就问她，你有些紧张吗？
Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Lesson 133. You are very special.
朱迪是个与众不同的姑娘。你欣赏地对他说，你很特别。
You are very special. You are very special.
看到大家神情有些怪怪的，你好奇地问，有什么特别的事吗？
Anything special? Anything special?
今天对你来讲意义非凡，你说，今天是个特别的日子。
Today is a special day. Today is a special day.
好友安迪为你付出很多，你握着他的手说，你是我的挚友。
You are my special friend. You are my special friend.
你送给恋人一份特别的礼物，深情地对他说，特别的礼物送给特别的你。
Special present for special people. Special present for special people. Lesson 134. Join us.
去游乐场的路上遇到了吉米，你热情地邀请他说，和我们一起去吧。
Join us. Join us.
你想请珍妮和大家共进午餐，就问他， 你愿意和我们一起吃午餐吗？
Will you join us for lunch? Will you join us for lunch?
看到保罗闷闷不乐的样子，你问他，你愿意和我们去喝咖啡吗？
Will you join us for coffee? Will you join us for coffee?
你立志成为一名军人，提到毕业后的打算时，你说，我想参军。
I want to join the army. I want to join the army.
你想知道罗杰是否愿意加入你们的球队，就问他，你想加入我们吗？
Do you want to join us? Do you want to join us? Lesson 135. I have a bad cold.
感冒发烧使你无法上班。你打电话请假时说，我得了重感冒。
I have a bad cold. I have a bad cold.
玛丽的建议可行性很强，你赞同说，这倒是个不错的主意。
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
查理带来的消息简直糟糕透顶，你听后说，真是个坏消息。
Bad news. Bad news.
虽然学校的环境远不如你预想的好，但你还是乐观地说，不算太坏。
Not too bad. Not too bad.
看到表弟在强烈的阳光下读书，你提醒他说，这样对你眼睛不好。
It's bad for your eyes. It's bad for your eyes. Lesson 136. Sit down.
你训练小狗坐下，就指指地面，发出指令说，坐下。
Sit down. Sit down.
邻居小朋友来家里做客，你指着沙发，热情地对他说，请坐。
Sit down, please. Sit down, please.
看到学生们都拘谨地站着，你赶紧指指椅子说，都请坐吧。
Please sit down. Please sit down.
一看到麦克走进来，你就指指那边的椅子说，坐在那边吧。
Sit down.Over there. Sit over there.
公司有一辆十人座的汽车，你指着汽车说，这车能坐十个人。
The car will sit 10 people. The car will sit 10 people. Lesson 137. Stand up.
儿子坐在那里拿你的训斥不当回事儿，你生气地对他说，站起来。
Stand up. Stand up.
马上就要奏国歌了，你请大家都站起来，你说，请起立。
Stand up, please. Stand up, please.
接到报案，你赶到现场，看见歹徒正要行凶，你举起枪命令他说，站着别动。
Stand still. Stand still.
小托尼站错了位置，你指了指他该站的地方说，请站在那里。
Please stand over there. Please stand over there.
军训时你看到一个学生站得不够笔直，就提醒他说，站直了。
Stand straight. Stand straight. Lesson 138.He is news.
欧文在学校里很引人注目，提起他时你说，他是新闻人物。
He is news. He is news.
朋友想知道你新收到的是好消息还是坏消息，你兴奋地说，是好消息。
Good news. Good news.
同事们问你打探到的消息是好是坏，你无精打采地说，是个坏消息。
Bad news. Bad news.
彼得走后一直没有音信，你忧心忡忡地说，没有他的消息。
No news from him. no news from him.
听完新闻发布会后，你回到公司，兴奋地对大家说，有最新消息。
Hot news. Hot news. Lesson 139. Clever boy.
小杰瑞很快就拼好了智力拼图，你夸他说，真是个聪明的孩子。
Clever boy. Clever boy.
Helen 很快就猜中了谜底，你惊讶地夸赞他说，你真聪明。
How clever you are. How clever you are.
秘书将每件事都做得很圆满，你笑着对他说，你是个聪明的女孩。
You're a clever girl. You're a clever girl.
Jimmy 的智商很高，你评价他时说，他很聪明。
He's very clever.He's very clever.
小哲天生很有数学头脑，提起他时你说，他在数学方面很有灵气。
He's clever at maths. He's clever at maths. Lesson 140. You're smart.
艾琳一下子就猜中了你的心意，你夸他说，你很聪明。
You're smart.You're smart.
美丽的珍妮身着晚礼服走过来，你感叹道，多么曼妙的女郎啊。
What a smart young lady. What a smart young lady.
姐姐的穿着一向引领潮流，你说，她看上去总是很时髦。
She always looks smart. She always looks smart.
女友的着装总是很有品味。你赞赏说，她穿着很漂亮。
She wears smart clothes. She wears smart clothes.
史密斯很有商业头脑，提起他时你说，他是个精明的商人。
He's a smart businessman. He's a smart businessman. Lesson 141. Let's have a talk.
你觉得有必要和麦克谈谈心，就对他说，咱们聊聊吧。
Let's have a talk. Let's have a talk.
你想和经理讲讲自己的构思，就对他说，我想和您谈谈。
I want to talk with you. I want to talk with you.
同事们正聊得热火朝天，你好奇地问，你们在聊什么呢？
What are you talking about?About. What are you talking about?
比尔的做法会惹人闲话，你提醒他说，你这么做会招人议论。
If you do that, people will talk. If you do that, people will talk.
哥哥讲的好像是上周发生的事情，你问他，你是在说上周的事吗？
Are you talking about last week?Are you talking about last week? Lesson 142. Tell me details.
麦克知道整个事件的详情，于是你催他说，快详细道来。
Tell me details. Tell me details.
你想了解 Lucy 突然辞职的原因，就对他说，详细告诉我发生了什么事。
Tell me in detail. Tell me in detail.
你想知道自己病情的具体细节，就对大夫说，请告诉我详情。
Please give me all the details. Please give me all the details.
你要了解事故发生时的详细情况，就对当事人说，告诉我详情。
Give me all the details. Give me all the details.
兰迪讲话总是很啰嗦，你不爱听，你说，太琐碎了。
There's too much detail. There's too much detail. Lesson 143. It's important.
为了强调这份文件的重要性，你认真地对下属说，这很重要。
It's important. It's important.
杰克是你生命中重要的朋友，你郑重地对他说， 你对我很重要。
You're important to me. You're important to me.
老同学，不知你是不是有要事要找他？你摇摇头说，没什么重要的事。
Nothing important. Nothing important.
你指着商业计划书中的重要章节，向大家强调说，这是重点。
It's the important point. It's the important point.
这件事对你而言非同寻常。你激动地说，这比任何事都重要。
It's the most important thing. It's the most important thing. Lesson 144. I'm in trouble.
当前形势对你很不利，你忧虑地说，我陷入困境了。
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
店主人忙着要去沏茶，你客气地阻止他说，不必麻烦了，谢谢。
Don't trouble, thanks. Don't trouble, thanks.
看到安妮愁眉紧锁，你关心地问她，什么事让你烦恼？
What's troubling you? What's troubling you?
弟弟在一旁捣乱，影响你学习，你生气地对他说，别捣乱。
Don't make trouble. Don't make trouble.
朋友不好意思麻烦你帮忙，你故作轻松地说，这根本不费事。
No trouble at all. No trouble at all. Lesson 145. It's very kind of you.
朋友救济了几个孤寡老人，你对他说，你真的很善良。
It's very kind of you. It's very kind of you.
邻居热情地帮你解决了难题，你向他道谢说，感谢您善意帮助。
It's very kind of you to help me. It's very kind of you to help me.
电视正在播出保护动物的节目，你趁机教育儿子说，要爱护动物。
Be kind to animals. Be kind to animals.
最近关于克隆人的电影卖座率很高，你说，这类电影很流行。
These kind of films are popular. These kind of films are popular.
你不知道珍妮最想听什么音乐，就问她，你喜欢什么样的音乐？
What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like? Lesson 146. What a surprise!
看着眼前这出乎意料的场面，你惊讶地说，真是令人惊奇。
What a surprise! What a surprise!
你在街上遇到了多年不见的同学，激动地对他说，见到你真让人惊喜。
Surprised to see you. Surprised to see you.
妹妹突然从背后拍了一下你的肩膀，你大喊道，吓了我一跳。
You surprise me. You surprise me.
杰克无缘无故地大发脾气，你吃惊地对他说，你的举动让我很惊讶。
I am surprised at you. I am surprised at you.
琳达大呼小叫地嚷着软盘坏了，你不屑地说，这事儿不值得大惊小怪。
Nothing to be surprised at. Nothing to be surprised at.